Good morning and welcome to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show, where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Melinda Legos, editor-in-chief of ASI's magazines. We've got a very special show for you today. Jake Kralik, marketing manager of ASI, a.k.a. Ryan Seacrest, is here. Jake, what is going on that everybody should be involved in today?
Well, today we have a virtual trade show happening.
It's going on right now.
Right now. It's a live show. And what you can do if you... All right. Thank you. If you come, you can visit for free. You just have to go to www.asicentral.com/VTS, and you can register and attend for free. We've got a bunch of suppliers in there.
I know. Samar's there, Magnet Group.
That's right, yeah.
So you can talk to suppliers, check out their products, and what else can you do at the virtual trade show?
Well, you can also take education. We've got a bunch of classes. We've got over 40 education classes, and this time we've got some of the people who teach at our regular shows have taught some of the classes that we have on there now today.
Awesome.
You also have a networking lounge where you get to go in.
I know, that's Joe's favorite. He's networking right now as we speak. So you can talk to, there's 1,800 people who pre-registered. You can meet other folks on the trade
definitely.
Show floor.
Yeah, I think we've got, we got a bunch of people in there already. Come in. We're live 10 to 3 today, and we hope to see you there.
All right. Well, the virtual trade show is going to be going on all day. We're going to be checking in with attendees and exhibitors in just a few minutes. But first, let's introduce our illustrious crew, Kathy Houston, editor of Advantages. What's the cover story of Advantage this month? It's a very special issue coming up.
It's the technology issue, and it's very, very awesome.
Very, very awesome.
Yes.
Very, very.
It's very, very awesome.
Very, very.
Andy Cohen, you were working on the Counselor State of the Industry issue.
I am. We are hard at work.
Give
right
us
now.
A little tidbit from that issue. What's something someone can learn by opening up those pages? Besides, checking out the top 40 and all those types of things.
We have what we're calling a to-do list, and there are 32 things that we're telling distributors they can do right now to grow their business through the rest of 2011 into 2012. They could target the education sector, which is one of which is the biggest market for promotional products, according to the 2011 State of the Industry report. So check that out. It's four different sections. It focuses on internal operations, customer type strategies, marketing strategies, and high tech strategies. So there's a lot in there that we're wading through right now.
Well, we'll be talking more about those strategies in the upcoming segments of the radio show as well. Joe Haley, sitting next to me. How are you, Joe?
Terrific.
I see you're networking on the trade show floor.
I'm out there in the lobby with 300 of my closest industry friends, and I was talking with Iggy. And
Iggy.
Iggy Pop?
That's what I thought. Iggy Pop. Love him. So I got to talk to a guy named Iggy. He's taking advantage of some education right now.
Awesome.
So it's all new to him, and he's really enjoying what he's finding. So.
Very cool. Yeah.
All right. We're going to check in back with you in a few minutes. Michelle Bell, editor of Supplier Global Resources here.
Hi,
got a BlackBerry in your hand. You're clicking away on the...
multitasking.
She's tweeting like mad.
Michelle, what are you tweeting right now?
I'm keeping everyone up to date with what we're going to be talking about on the show, whether or not it's good to bring suppliers with distributors on sales calls.
All right. And, of course, Craig Veltri's man in the tech booth. Vinnie Driscoll is going to be answering your phone calls today. Call us at 215-953-4979. Tell us what's on your mind. Today's topic is, should I bring my suppliers with me on sales calls? If you agree or disagree, call us, or if you have brought a supplier on a sales call with you, or if you're a supplier who's been on a sales call, call us and tell us about your experience. Again, that's 215-953-4979. Not only do you get to hear Vinny's lovely voice, but Joe, what will we give you if we put you on the air?
$25 Visa gift card.
Not sure which one's better.
I know.
I don't know. Talking
about Facebook. And Vinny.
Vinny's voice.
Facebook Vinny Driscoll?
Look at that.
So start calling us now. We are going to take calls in just a couple minutes. But first, the news with Andy Cohen.
Oh, you led right into me.
I did.
I wasn't ready. Okay. We begin this morning with supplier merger news. Food and candy providers Chocolate Inn and Taylor & Grant have merged their operations. The two companies will now form the largest promotional confectionery and gift supplier in North America. More supplier news this morning. Cafe Press has applied to go public with a planned IPO valued at about $80 million. In its filing with the SEC, Cafe Press said its revenues increased by 24% in 2010 and by 46% in the first quarter of 2011. It hopes to use the money raised through its IPO on working capital and capital expenditures. On to general economic news now. A new survey from Merchant Circle says that 90% of small businesses plan to keep employee levels the same or add jobs in the next 3 months. Further, 57% of small business owners expect revenues to improve within the next quarter. Personnel news now, supplier firm Boxer Craft has named Charles Sutleaf as its new CEO. Sutleaf has previously held leadership roles at Hartwell Apparel and Delta Apparel. Finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what is hot for today?
Andy, we're looking at things that we're going to call them spirit slash cheer products, products that students can use at their schools, going away to events, at events.
Will you be doing a cheer?
If you want.
Oh, yeah.
I think
we need Joe.
Yeah, we all agree.
I'll get some lessons from Kathy. She
Give
was
me a
cheerleader, and as was Melinda.
Give me an O.
Thank you,
Give
Andy.
Me an E.
What's that spell?
All right, moving on. So our topic today is, should I bring suppliers with me on sales calls? Call us and tell us what you think, 215-953-4979. We have lots of Facebook responses to this question. One is from Jennifer Valansky Moyer. She says, I think bringing suppliers on sales calls can be very valuable if you have a good working relationship with them. It can be great for calls when you need to supply a garment line because the supplier can provide a full line of samples and expert knowledge. But if you don't have prior experience with the supplier, it could seem unorganized if you don't flow well together. It can also limit what you can suggest to the client. So I think Jennifer's advice is, yes, it's good. However, do some prep work beforehand, which makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Andy, we at the last Power Summit, we asked this question to the group. It was very interesting because a lot of our Facebook people who wrote in today said that it's a great idea. But in that room, a lot of people, we had them vote privately mm-hmm. on whether they would trust a supplier and want to do that on a sales call. And I think it was kind of a low number, like 40% really were in favor of it when it was anonymous.
Yeah, there's a lot of mistrust on the distributor side. That's why we kind of threw this question out there. I think some are perfectly willing to do it, but there's a lot that believe that suppliers will come in and use that contact to their advantage maybe later on and try to call on them in some direct way. You know, there's certainly some direct sales concerns. I don't know that those are totally founded on from every supplier's perspective, but it's out there. That definitely exists.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Well, call us and tell us what you think. 215-953-4979. On line one, we have a caller this morning, Trey. Good morning, Trey.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Trey, what's your comment or question?
My question is this. I've never brought a supplier with me on a sales call, but give me some reasons why it would help me to close the sale.
Well, I think that truly no one knows their products and the product line better than suppliers. They're also the best ones to be experts as far as offering case histories, which mm-hmm. are invaluable when you're in front of a client because it really shows creative ways to use the products. Also, something that's really important, when you actually have the supplier sitting there in front of the end user, you can talk about imprinting methods, things that you may not have top of mind that the supplier will know immediately what sort of printing's available, what spot looks best on the item to print on, things like that.
Suppliers can be great for ideas. I don't know that you're going to bring a supplier along when you're trying to close a deal. But at the beginning of a sales process, when you're, trying to bat around ideas with a client, I think a supplier on a sales call would be great. They've seen their products used in thousands of different ways from so many different clients. So they have that experience. You may have used their products for, three or four different clients or three or four different promotions, but they have that sort of experience with so many more. So, they've seen the application of their products in so many ways, and they can really put that to use in helping you come up with ideas.
Yeah, I think if you're selling or if you're pitching a product to them that's maybe more technical or takes a little more explanation, a supplier can be very helpful because they obviously mm-hmm. know their products best. Our Facebook fan, Jennifer, had said she likes to take suppliers when she's selling apparel. Another Facebook fan, Jessica Ibsen, wrote in, and she said, bringing a supplier to a sales call is especially beneficial when it's for implementing a program like incentives. They are very knowledgeable on the technical details, but can answer any questions the client may have on the specifics of how the program works and what is or isn't possible for customizing the program to suit a client. So again, if you're talking about a program that may be a little outside of your comfort zone, I would think a supplier would be very helpful as well. Well, good luck. Thanks for calling, Trey, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card.
Will do.
And on line two, we have June. Good morning, June.
Good morning.
So what's your question this morning?
I understand there's an advantage to bringing suppliers I trust for all the reasons you mentioned about their creative uses and the imprinting methods that work and don't work. But should I have them sign something that says they won't go after my client?
Good question. Does anyone recommend anything like that?
I don't know how enforceable that would be,
yeah.
but For peace of mind, you can. I mean, I think it's, I mean, if the supplier is, you know, upstanding and reputable, they won't have a problem doing that. I know that some have in the past.
Yeah, June, I would say no. You know, like Michelle said,
doesn't come down to trust.
It's not, there's no, you wouldn't be able to enforce that in any way because they're not, there's nothing illegal per se about them trying to sell directly to your client. So,
right. There,
you know, it's not like a non-compete type thing where it sounds like you're looking for a little bit of a non-compete, but they're not an employee. They're simply a vendor of yours. And, you know, there wouldn't be anything illegal about them simply going and stealing your client. That being said, you don't want to go bring a supplier on a sales call that you don't fully trust. That's not a preferred partner of yours that you know is not going to go after your client. So I wouldn't make them sign any kind of document. That seems to be a little bit confrontational that, you know, you probably don't need that. But, you know, I would certainly work with a supplier for a while before bringing them on a sales call.
I think that something that's even more of a detriment than that would be the chance that their reputation, the supplier's reputation, could be damaged once
word
got out.
Yeah,
for
word
sure.
of mouth.
Yeah,
right.
And things can get around so quickly right now.
It's a small industry. We, you know, it people
is.
Know everyone.
And they could go right on ESP Online and rate them.
They could.
You tell
right.
them, Kathy.
That's
well,
great.
June, I hope that helps. Please stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and thanks so much for calling. On line one, we have Walter. Good morning, Walter.
Yes, good morning, y'all. I have actually brought a supplier in on a sales call with me, and I think, first of all, suppliers aren't going to go out on a small sales call. Generally, it's going to be, unless they're a smaller supplier, generally it's going to be on a bigger sales call. And it, in one way, it's good, and in another way, it's not good. You have to be really, really careful that they don't try to push too much. You know your client better than anybody, and sometimes suppliers have a tendency to want to try to push a little bit too much. But on the other hand, they know their product better probably than you do as a distributor. So it's a double-edged sword sometimes, and you just have to know when is a good time and when's not a good time.
I think that's a great point that he makes. You know, if you're going to take a salesperson on a sales call with you, you know, you have to prepare in advance and you have to sort of let the supplier know what point of the process you're in the kind of sales process, you know, what the client's level of commitment is at this point. You know, give them some background so that they can be a valuable partner on that sales call, not just somebody that's trying to push products. You know, like Walter said, you can't be that aggressive, and you have to let them know that, you know, that sort of aggressive stance is not going to help.
Well, and I think sometimes too, we sometimes fail to remember that suppliers and distributors are in this industry together. And it's in both our interests to work together. I think that's something that's all too often forgotten.
Absolutely. Well, great points. Thank you so much for calling, Walter, and stay on the line for your Visa gift card, and have a great day.
Hey, you too.
We'd love to hear from suppliers, too, on this topic. Please call us at 215-953-4979. On line three, we have Stanley. Good morning, Stanley.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
How was your bike trip?
Oh, it was incredible. 545 miles. We broke a world record on fundraising. We broke the record. We raised $13 million, the largest fundraiser for any AIDS prevention and research program in the world.
That's fantastic. So, congratulations.
Yeah, total success. You know, it's interesting. I listened to that 40% of distributors who don't trust suppliers. I think that really speaks into how the suppliers brand themselves after the sale. But I'm a real proponent. I love bringing suppliers on sales calls. Some of the best sales I've ever made have been because I brought suppliers on the sales calls. And the gentleman who said that, you know, they don't really want to go on a smaller sales call, I just brought a supplier. I brought Sanmar to a hardware store presentation. It's just for their apparel uniforms, their shirts, not even uniforms, just shirts. And we ended up selling a couple hundred shirts. I brought George Taylor to a Giants, customer. And the only thing I do is I prepare them. I say, okay, you know, obviously if they ask for business card, that's absolutely not going to happen. And when it comes to pricing, I'll deal with the pricing. And I'm bringing you in for product education and programs and any other ideas you have. And it's worked out the best.
So you set some ground rules beforehand.
Yeah, you just said ground rules, because I think it also creates a great deal of loyalty between you and the supplier. They bring the entire line, which no distributor usually has, and they end up helping close the sale, because when the client sees that you're bringing in a team of people, they also seem to take the appointment a lot more seriously.
Sure. That makes a lot of sense. Well, thank you so much for calling in, Stanley, and congrats on your charity fundraiser, and stay in the line for your Visa gift card.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Bye, Stanley.
We're going to pause for a moment for a commercial from today's show sponsor, I Promote You. When we return, we are going to check in with the ASI Virtual Trade Show.
This portion of ASI Radio was sponsored by iPromoteU. Distributors and salespeople, consider affiliating with iPromoteU today. Be more productive, be more profitable, be happier, and retain your independence. iPromoteU, the smart choice. For more information, call 800-850-3370 or email opportunities@iPromoteU.com.
Welcome back to ASI's Tuesday Morning Show. We've been talking to distributors about this question. Should I bring my suppliers with me on sales calls? If you want to chime in, call us at 215-953-4979. We also have the ASI Virtual Trade Show going on this morning. We've got hundreds of distributors who have already signed up. Jake, again, how do you log into that great event?
If you go to ASI, if you go to www.asicentral.com/VTS. And I've been on, actually, I've been talking with the group in Sanmar. Sanmar's booth is slammed right now. But Billy and Melissa have made some time. They said that they are having a great time. Lots of people asking good questions. And I'm actually watching the questions come in as I speak now. And looks great. There's some really cool interaction. Questions that about, you know, the difference in cottons coming from different areas, too.
Awesome.
So, very good.
Joe Haley, I know you've been surfing on the show floor.
I'm actually out in the lobby, and I just had a conversation.
People are blowing you past you in the lobby.
I can't get out of the lobby. Jason Christensen, and I said that I was Joe Haley from the JAL show.
I
spelled it wrong. this is his first virtual trade show, so he's really not sure, you know, how it's going to, you know, happen. I told him, I said, you got education, you've got one-on-one with suppliers in their booth, and I said, you also have the opportunity to network with other distributors and other people at the virtual trade show, so he's going to check it out, and he's trying to link in and also listen to us on the radio at the same time.
That's good. Yeah. And that's a good point. One of the things you have to do is don't be anonymous. You have to actually type to people and ask questions,
sure.
And there's a lot of chatting going on, more than I've seen, which is a good sign.
All right. Michelle Bell, you've been talking to some exhibitors this morning. I know the show floor is busy. What are they telling you?
I was just in the magnet booth, and they are busy as well. Lots of requests from distributors. Actually, there's a lot of questions going on that I'm seeing, which ties in with one of our topics about American-made products. Mm-hmm. This show, more than any other virtual show we've done, I've seen distributors asking these exhibitors if their products are American-made, which is interesting.
That is interesting.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of questions being asked all around. This seems to be an active day.
And do you think that's because, you know, of political reasons, or do you think it's also inventory reasons?
I think both, but I think that there's a real, I mean, the story that we may get to later, I think there's a groundswell right now to support, you know, American industry and economy.
You know, sure. It's also coming up on campaign season. Next year's a big election year.
Absolutely.
And people could be looking for American-made stuff for political
definitely.
Campaigns.
Sure.
That's for sure.
You know, we have a supplement gum with July advantages, too, made in the USA.
We
so,
do,
so
and we've got
that.
Look at that little tie-in there,
yeah, that's
Kathy
right.
Houston.
I've been
nice
working
work.
Hard, Andy.
There you go.
All kinds of things.
We have tons and tons of suppliers in there that are profiled and all made in the USA
yep.
suppliers. So definitely check out the July issue of advantages. Kathy.
Yeah.
You also have some tips for effectively using e-commerce.
Yes.
So why don't you enlighten us?
Get off the show floor.
It's not really.
Talk to us.
It's not really tips for effectively using e-commerce.
What is it then?
It's about a business that's helping small businesses out with that, because small businesses a lot of times have a hard time getting involved with e-commerce, but with the economy and, you know, all that, people are doing more and more business online, plus there's less overhead, mm-hmm. you know. So this company called BigCommerce promises to alleviate the hassle of setting up online retail store. And they offer one-stop services that cost a fraction of the price of doing it on their own. It starts at $24.95 a month, which is really a good price. And you could get like more bells and whistles as high as $300 a month. But the small businesses can choose from 100 different site designs that cater to different markets, and they have their own design team. Things like the font, text, color, layout are all customized by BigCommerce's drag and drop feature too. So they have a lot of easy features to use, and like I said, the fee is very nominal at $24.95 for a monthly plan. So you could check that out, and we'll put this information up on our website.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. Well,
you're welcome.
Andy Cohen, we've often called you Dr. Finance because you write a lot of...
I thought I was Captain Killjoy. Well, Dr. Finance
Dr. Finance. That's a first.
I guess we could go with that. We maybe need a little more alliteration or something.
King of the blah, blah.
So, that's Andy, now apparently is the time. It's almost halfway through the year to do a financial checkup on your business. And how do you do that?
Yeah, the summer is a great time to look at your business and evaluate your finances. So a few ways that you could do that right now. The first is to deal with your debt. You know, a lot of distributors work on credit cards, and they could get overrun by credit card debt. So I would suggest that you look at that and evaluate where you can pay some extra. Don't get beaten down by the big finance, big APRs that are on those credit cards. So pay as much as you can, pay the debt down, and then put them away as much as possible. You know, use them to finance deals if you need to, but don't be using them for every last purchase that your company makes. The second is to get serious about savings. You know, make a plan right now to save a certain amount for the rest of the year. You know, you got 6-7 months left. Use that time to save and figure out ways that you can save money into your bank account, helping to pay down debt later on for sure. But create some savings goals, and make an effort to really meet those. And the last tip is to be a really vigilant money manager. So monitor your receivables and your payables as closely as possible. Know exactly what's coming in and what's going out from your finances on a regular basis. Know when your receivables should be coming in. If they're not, follow up on the invoices as quickly as possible so you can keep that cash flow in good order.
All right, good tips from Andy Cohen. We're going to put those up on our website, asicentral.com/radio. We're going to pause for a special message today. When we come back, we're going to check in with more attendees at the ASI Virtual Trade Show.
ASI Radio is also sponsored by the Counselor Hot Party, the perfect way to show off your brand to the hottest people in the industry. Be a sponsor and we'll include your logo in our event marketing, signage, video, and more. The Hot Party is July 20th at Griffith Lounge at 10 p.m., right after the gala during the Chicago show. Contact Ed Kohler now at 215-953-3261. That's 215-953-3261.
Well, I want to go to that Counselor Hot Party. Andy, am I invited?
You are going.
Yeah, you're invited.
Is Ed the host of the Hot Party?
No.
Andy's the host. There's no one hotter than Andy Cohen.
Oh, yeah, I'll be hosting.
All right, well, as we mentioned, the ASI Virtual Trade Show is going on right now. Kathy Houston, you've been schmoozing in the networking lounge, even though they don't have any beverages.
Mm. Yeah, I'm schmoozing.
It is morning.
What are people talking about?
I'm schmoozing with Brian. Brian Allen from Safeguard Business.
What does Brian have to say?
Well, first of all, he loves my Hot Deals newsletter, so I love Brian. Oh. And second of all, he's having a great time learning about the products and chatting with the people in all the suppliers' booths.
All right.
Yeah. And fantastic. I told him to listen in on the radio show, too.
A lot of people in the networking lounge right now?
A couple. They're in and out. You know, they're going to visit suppliers, going to education.
They're popping in and out.
Yep.
All right. We'll check back in just a little bit on that. Now, Michelle, you already said that on the trade show floor, people are talking about made in the USA products, and that's part of a general trend.
It is. As of last Wednesday, the Price of Freedom gift shop, for example, at the National Museum of History, began only selling American-made gifts. And this is because Senator Bernie Sanders, an independent senator from Vermont, threatened to introduce legislation that would require taxpayer-financed museums to sell more merchandise made in this country. The reason for this is that Sanders complained about the History Museum's foreign-made souvenirs after visiting one of the gift shops to buy Christmas gifts, and what he found was busts of American presidents made in China, which didn't quite sit well with him. Here's the thing, though.
That guy's kind of a nut, though.
He is, well. But they did a survey, and they found that now more than ever, people are willing to spend more for products made in America. For example, coffee mugs made in China cost $10 to $12 a piece. American-made ones retail for $20. However, people have been buying them and are willing to. And I think it's, as we said, now's the time. I think that if suppliers, manufacturers kind of want to explore shifting their manufacturing processes to the United States to domestically, now would be the time. People are willing to pay more for it.
He brings up a pretty logical point in some respects. Yeah. You're in like an American museum, you know, some sort of history museum of the U.S., and it's got products made in every other country besides the U.S. It's pretty silly.
So it's kind of a test case, but other museums have expressed interest in doing that now that they know that people are willing to pay more for it. I mean, why wouldn't they? It also supports our economy as well.
Definitely. I'd be curious to see if they really would. You know, if when you're in that gift shop, there's what you're used to paying $10 for. You know what you've paid in the past for that type of product. If you really would pay 15 to 20 products for
well,
it,
or I, you know, if you're
doing
given
it
choice,
on a survey, saying it on a survey, and actually doing it in reality is a little different.
I think it's all about the signage and the advertising.
No,
if you
sure.
say it supports the U.S. economy. People.
I'm
will
not
do it.
Saying you should give a choice. I'm saying if they showed you an Abraham Lincoln bust and said this one cost $10
right.
and was made in America and this is $7 made in China, if people, how many would
choose I would,
each one?
I would.
Well, but you're not, that's
people.
Not really.
No,
no,
yeah,
no,
because
no
people
I'm
be
saying
buying
if you did a test, I'm not
yeah,
saying
if
that.
If you did a test, in that case, then I think people might actually pay more for it. I mean, almost more subconsciously. You're in a store, an item is priced at $16.99. You have a value in your head. You have a price in your head that you ascribe to that product. Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily $16.99. It could you know you see a coffee mug and you say I'm not paying that much for it.
Right.
It's that's sure. an $8 mug. What
yeah,
am
but
I doing with
but,
that?
But if the person saying this is made in the USA support
yeah,
American
it's got
yes.
marketing.
Yeah,
right.
if there's
right.
a if there's a promotion or right. some sort of marketing behind it, then yeah, then you could you yeah. could convince people for sure.
Well, we have a caller on line one, Lisa, who has got a comment about USA made garments. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
Hi, what's your comment?
Well, my problem's been always in regard to apparel, finding the USA made, and not just T-shirts and fleece. It's been more on the corporate side. How do you find those suppliers? I mean, just this last week we were looking in, we can't find, you know, corporate, like dress shirts, twill shirts, you know, jackets, that type of stuff.
Did you do the search on ESP?
Yes.
Yeah, and you can't.
And with a couple of them, when you call them and say, is this USA made? It's like, well, it's actually maybe assembled in, you know, this country, but, you know, it's, you know, made in another, you know, the label comes in that it's not fully USA made.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been finding, even with the cap industry, that they're closing their doors and going overseas. I mean, so where do you find these companies?
It's
been our problem lately, the last 6 months, is finding that USA-made product.
Sure.
Maybe that's something to look into.
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge for apparel, though. As you mentioned, there's lots of T-shirts suppliers. Well, and you should check out Kathy's July issue.
Yeah.
Kathy, you do have some made-in-the-U.S. suppliers.
Suppliers, right. Well, one's American Apparel. Another one is Pella Products, and I think they might do some corporate stuff. I'm not sure about the dress shirts, but I think they have, like, outerwear.
Right, they have, like, the hunting gear and,
yeah.
and things like that. But, you know, our side has been my corporate accounts want that, you know, twill or whatever. And there's a few, but there's no selection either.
Mm. Actually, I believe American Apparel has introduced some,
corporate?
Some well, like, button-down type shirts. Mm-hmm. They started to bring some of those to the market. I don't think they have many, but you may want to check with them.
Okay. I mean, just going on their online catalog, all you can find are more the T-shirts and the, you know, the fad items, but not the...
Right.
Know.
That's certainly what they're known for, but I do believe in the past 6 months to a year, they have introduced some of those things.
What about okay. Dickies and Carhartt? They're not American-made?
Not all of it.
Not all of it.
Yeah. Well, you know what, Lisa, leave your number with Vinny because we're going to do a little research and call you back.
Okay.
And hopefully we can help you out some more. Thanks so much for calling. And also give Vinny your address so we can send you your Visa gift card.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And now we have just enough time for the editors to give us their favorite products of the week. Andy Cohn.
Oh, I get to start us
What's
off.
What's your favorite product?
Okay. Mine is a four-part USB hub, which is really cool. It's a colorful type USB hub, so it can... I made Joe cough.
What?
So it can be used in all sorts of different promotions, but great for tech companies and any sort of traveling type person that needs a lot of connections to USB hubs. So this is available from Primeline, ASI 79530.
We're going to have pictures of all these products.
It's up there right now.
ASICentral.com radio. Oh,
on there
can
now.
Look at it
you can look at
speak.
It as we speak.
Joe, Haley, what's your favorite product?
The rally mask. I showed this on the Joe Show from San Diego, but some of our listeners may not have seen it, so they're going to see it today. It's a little mask, and it goes over top of your face. I have hitting my microphone. And it's great for anyone who wants to show spirit and affiliation with a basketball team, a football team, a soccer team.
You don't have
team.
To paint your face if you have
You don't
face.
Have to paint your face. And you can still drink because there's a cut out here. You can still drink
That's
your
important.
Sodas.
This and if you're wearing that mask, you have to be drinking.
I love it. You imagine going to a cheer competition and all the parents wearing these, scaring the bejesus out of all the little cheerleaders. I think it would be awesome.
Scaring
anyway.
The bejesus.
All right. Your brand's management company.
Michelle Bell, what's your favorite product?
Mine is this sparkly pen,
ooh,
and it's
patriotic.
From Foxyware, just in time for 4th of July, and it's ASI 87605, and it's encrusted with 250 crystals, and can be personalized by adding a charm to it.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah, it's kind of cool, right?
All right.
Michelle's part of this segment should be the bling product of the week.
I know. Yeah, it's always sparkly.
She's always blingy. I like that. Kathy, what's your favorite product of the week?
Before I say my favorite product, I want to say hi again to Brian because now he's listening. And also Lewis. It's his first time listening. He's
hi,
surprised
Lewis.
To know about the radio show.
Yes. All right.
So, hello, Lewis.
Props to Brian and Lewis.
Yeah. Okay. So mine is the Simple and Cool Cooler. It's just a simple lunch tote, but it comes in a lot of vibrant colors, 26 in fact. And it's foil insulated, made from 50% recycled materials. It's available from Aveline, and since Andy said education's the number one market, obviously a lunch tote would be a great item for the education market. Think about school fundraisers, school stores, and also if a kid's caught being good, you know, those programs, give them a cute little lunch tote.
Nice.
I like it.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. All right, thank you. Well, we are all out of time today. Thanks to everyone for listening. Be sure to check out the ASI Virtual Trade Show that's going on until 5 p.m. How do you log in?
3 p.m.
www.asicentral.com/VTS. And yes, it's still 3 p.m. today.
Check it out. Network with great suppliers and other distributors. Have a great week. Thank you.